Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Kevin Freeman is our guest. He is my duty expert on matters involving economic warfare, a subject on which he is quite expert, not least because of the research he has been doing for the United States Department of Defense on the subject over the years. He is the founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Council, the author of two best-selling books, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. He's also a prodigious blogger at globaleconomicwarfare.com, and a recent posting by him about the new Star Wars film caught my attention. Kevin Freeman, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. Thanks for all of your contributions over 2015. It's good to have you here at the tail end of it, and we look forward to talking much in 2016 as well. But first of all, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Frank. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. So talk to us about the resistance living, as you put it, in the new Star Wars film, which I confess I have not yet seen. But you've certainly, in your post, caused me more reason than ever to want to catch it up over the holidays.
Well, I saw the movie with my kids, and a lot of people have said, well, it seems like a replay of what happened in 1977, and indeed they're right. But my emotional response to it was so powerful that I realized that 1977, we were surrounded by communists and the Soviets were marching around the world, and it looked like our political system was failing and everything was dark and going wrong. And a few courageous people led by President Reagan stood up, called the evil empire an evil empire, and then set about to defeat it. And we thought we'd won, the battle's over, we can go home, we can all go back to our farms and rest and enjoy. And in fact, during that period, a new evil has risen, which you've talked about multiple times. There's communism and then socialism and so forth, but there's also this radical Islam, the Muslim Brotherhood infiltration and so forth. And as I watched the second movie, well, actually it's the seventh movie or something, but I've watched the new Star Wars, I realized that that plot line is the same. The old evil was defeated and people were complacent and a new evil rose up. And they had to fight it again. And that just emotionally hit me.
It is interesting, as you point out, Kevin Freeman, Ronald Reagan was clearly paying an homage to Star Wars when he branded the Soviet Union the evil empire. And I think there's very little question that we are indeed dealing with a new aspirant to an empire that is unmistakably evil in its totalitarian repression, even if it tries to package it as the practice of a faith. It is truly fundamentally, well, as I talked about earlier in the program, communism with a god, and that's turns out to be even more dangerous. Kevin, let me turn, speaking of communism, to one of the abiding practitioners of it, even if their economic system is more, I guess, fascistic, really, than communistic, and that is, well, they call it communist China. There's been an interesting development. You and I have talked frequently about the Chinese ambition to replace the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. They've made a giant stride forward on that with the special drawing rights status that they now have been given by the International Monetary Fund. But talk, if you would, about what Zimbabwe, one of the basket cases of the world, has just done and why, perhaps, that may have implications far beyond that African country.
Well, Zimbabwe had a currency collapse where in 1998, a $100 Zimbabwe note was worth about $20 U.S. By 2008, they were printing $100 trillion notes that were worth nothing. So they had a currency collapse, and they replaced their currency with basically the U.S. dollar. That was the trading currency in Zimbabwe. Recently, China has stepped in and offered to forgive debts, and seemingly in exchange, Zimbabwe said, oh, we'll use the Chinese yuan as our new reserve currency. They're not eliminating the dollar, but they're adding the yuan to the mix. And it looks like, and it feels like, the Chinese are legitimizing their reserve currency by forgiveness of debt, and they're essentially buying that status.
And that could be a sign of things to come elsewhere around the world, presumably, where the Chinese, I'm thinking particularly Venezuela, has now gotten itself into, I believe, billions of dollars worth of debt to the Chinese, although some of it is obviously backed by their oil holdings. Speaking of oil, Kevin Freeman, one of the things that I know you're tracking very closely from your perch in the Dallas area in Texas is the condition of the U.S. energy and gas industry, the oil and gas industry, the energy more generally, but the oil and gas industry in particular. What is happening there, Kevin, as the price of oil continues to plummet? And tie this in, if you would, to what the perhaps the core of the evil empire, if there is one, the government of Saudi Arabia is doing in that regard.
Over a year ago, about a year and a few months ago, the Saudis decided they would no longer preserve the oil price and maximize the benefit for their nation, but rather they would seek to maximize their market share. And this was a direct attack on the U.S. shale industry and also likely the Russians and the Iranians. In doing so, it's allowed the price of oil to plummet. It's dropped from over $100 a barrel, $114 a barrel, to 35 approximately. Recently, just today or yesterday, OPEC announced that the price of oil would likely not exceed $95 a barrel for a number of years. Now, that's a strong statement, and it's intended to discourage American oil interests and investments so that people just throw in the towel on oil production. What their goal is to break the U.S. shale industry and American oil production so that they can then jack up the price in the long run and maximize their long-run profits. It's economic warfare, pure and simple.
Kevin, let me ask you about one other issue. We've talked about it from time to time, and that's the Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's a report, and I haven't been able to confirm it. I don't know if you have, but I'd like to just sort of do a sanity check on it, that the Obama administration has left out of this deal a provision that had previously applied that essentially allowed a national security override, specifically with respect to foreign investment in the United States. The prospect of foreigners owning and perhaps using against us infrastructure is very worrying. We had the Dubai Ports World controversy a few years back as an example of how that could, in fact, translate into real security threats in our ports. Have you had a chance to vet this, and does it surprise you that this kind of thing might be in the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal?
No, because I think the TPP is another one of these. You'll have to pass it to find out what's in it, only we're having this shoved down our throats once again. There are all kinds of provisions that are popping up in the media. One of them was in Brunei, the idea that you couldn't even boycott. Just imagine they do all of these horrific things, and like the Hollywood community wanted to boycott a certain hotel. You couldn't even do that without being accused of breaking this treaty or international law. So I'm very concerned that they have given over our national security, our right to defend ourselves, which has historically been a part of every agreement that we've ever signed, that in national security issues we can override it if it's necessary for the defense of our nation. And it sounds as if and seems as if that's not included in the TPP, and that doesn't surprise me at all. The way that they've shoved it down our throats and not let us know exactly what's in it is very reminiscent of what we saw with the Affordable Care Act.
Kevin Freeman, again, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and we'll look forward to our close collaboration continuing with you as a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy, as well as the driving force behind Freeman Global Investment Council. Check out his website at globaleconomicwarfare.com. We'll be right back with more with Congressman Pete Hoekstra right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.